Well, a Melbourne-based juice maker has struck a $2 million a year deal to supply fresh milk to Malaysia. It's been made possible by technology that extends the product's shelf life so they can send it by boat. Our reporter Clint Jasper visited the plant to find out more.
For the last 10 years, three schoolmates have been making and processing cold-pressed juices, milk-based protein drinks and coconut water at their facility in Scoresby in Melbourne's southeast. Now, after a decade in business, they've struck a deal with retailers in Malaysia. Exporting fresh milk overseas is made possible by specialised processing technology. Company co-founder Luke Marguette explained to me how it works.
So over the last few years, we've invested around $20 million at our facility in Melbourne. Part of the processing technology we have here is ultra clean technology, and what that enables us to do is extend the shelf life of fresh beverages such as juice and dairy, where typically with a dairy product you would achieve around 20 day shelf life. We can achieve up to 100 days shelf life with fresh dairy.
And is that like just a better pasteurisation process?
So it involves a range of equipment and different processes that give us that extended shelf life. So for example, we blow mould our own PET bottles, our plastic bottles here on site, which means coming into the filling room, we have sterile bottles. So we have very clean packaging. We also process at a slightly higher temperature than regular fresh milk, but significantly below the temperatures that would be achieved in UHT production.
What is this deal with Malaysia worth to your company?
It's a massive win for the business. We just celebrated our 10th birthday. And in the past, I guess it's been a real, you know, challenge building the business from scratch to really achieve the success that we have in Australia. And so we're really excited about this win and really what it means to the business is, you know, a launching pad into our new export. We have some great products, some great processing technologies, and we think we're really set to win offshore.
Where will your milk be appearing on the shelves in Malaysia, and who are you dealing with overseas to get it through those supply chains?
So the specific Malaysian milk arrangement that we have that's launching shortly is us supplying our extended shelf life fresh milk to a company, a dairy business in Malaysia, who has quite a broad distribution. So they'll be reaching their consumers through more higher-end convenience and grocery stores, where there's a slightly more affluent consumer that has the ability to be able to purchase a fresh milk product that would be higher cost to alternative products such as UHT.
And that's the type of milk most Asian consumers are used to drinking, is that correct?
They are. I mean, for the fortunate ones that are able to spend the money on something such as milk that's highly nutritious, most imported milk into Asia comes from countries such as Australia and New Zealand in the form of UHT. So as we know it, it's a product that's processed at very high temperatures. It does take on a slightly different taste, and it's typically presented in a carton format. Where we're unique is that we're processing our fresh milk into plastic bottles. The plastic bottles enables us to design any shape that we like into different sizes, so we can customise a shape that might be better suited to a particular channel like Impulse, for example, or just better suited to a particular market that has certain design interests.
Milk isn't a new category for your company, so will this deal just be leveraging off your existing suppliers?
Yeah, so we've, under our Rokeby Farms brand, for the last 2 years, we've been marketing a range of high-protein breakfast smoothies that we sell through the major grocers and convenience stores, which has been highly successful for us. So we've had great interest from Malaysia, from Taiwan, Hong Kong, Singapore and other markets to export our Rokeby Farms brand. So the Malaysian deal that we've got launching shortly really taps into that existing supply that we have from a collection of dairy farms located in Gippsland. So, yeah, we're hoping that obviously the increased demand can help launch. It's a great thing for Australian farmers and help them to launch overseas as well.
So are you dealing with milk suppliers directly or are you going through a processor?
So currently we go through a processor who collects the milk from us from a range of farms located in Gippsland. But with some of the export deals that we have coming up for the latter part of 2016, we will be going direct to farm.
Now, this deal's worth $2 million. You've already said it's a really big milestone for your company. What are your broader ambitions beyond this in the export market?
Yeah, I think obviously this Malaysian deal is a real launching pad. It's given us the ability to invest into having more people in our business focus on export. So we have not only the ability to process long shelf life dairy, but also we have some very unique capability to extend the shelf life of juice. We've launched a range called Impressed, which is a cold pressed juice juice brand, which utilises high-pressure processing as an alternative method to heat pasteurisation. And we've had a massive amount of interest in that range across Asia and through the Middle East as well. So we're hoping that this Malaysian export deal will help be launching pad for our Impress brand as well.
And we hear all the time from exporters that maintaining those relationships is really hard work, and you wear out the shoe leather a fair bit. So are you expecting to clock up some frequent flyer miles in the next couple of years?
Yeah, I think we're not under any illusion it's going to be a challenge. We've found it challenging enough to build the business from scratch over 10 years just in our local market. Australia is a big market, so we have people located in Melbourne in our head office here, and also teams in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth. So we are, I guess, well versed in having to travel around a big country. But yeah, we're not under any illusion it's going to be a challenge. We're going to have to get across there, and as we have been doing over the last few months, we've been hosting a lot of inbound missions for various companies here. But it's also a matter of getting in front of people and really understanding the market, building those relationships and hopefully leveraging our great brands.
That's Made Beverages co-founder Luke Marguette speaking there with Clint Jasper.